And then give them a moment out. The Shamira Chilyang is where we're up to, about one third of the way up from the bottom. And the second is Kula. The Shamira Chilyang. So here we're talking about a filter over a barrel, in which we said that there was a machlokas whether the snake venom goes to the filter or whether it's filtered out. So Rabbi Yehuda, it should say, Omer, he might talk chukka milamala, afa pi shehi ptucha milamata. This case that we said, that if you put wine through it, and with wine on top, so if it was ptucha milamala, it itself is covered by a pekak, by some type of cork above it, or covering above it. Afa pi shehi ptucha milamata, even though underneath the barrel that it drains into is open, you're allowed to drink from the wine that is on top, because the drippings of the wine into the kli underneath it prevents any kind of animal from getting close to it. In other words, the nefesh doesn't go into a dripping area in order to go up and to get the wine from it. But if the mishmeret itself would have been open, then on top we're afraid that the nefesh may have had something from it, and therefore anything underneath would also be open, because this mandiyomer holds that the eretz, the venom, will penetrate the mishmeret. Now we reverse this over in the mishmeret. In haita tachtonan lechusa, if the bottom one was covered, apa pishel yonam agula muta, if mesheiris hanachash omeid kisivaka. He says that and therefore was Ahmad Milamala. He holds that the eretz of the nachash remains stuck like as in a filter, just like something that just like the refuse remains up in a filter when you're doing it with grain, feels the eretz of the nachash doesn't go through. Therefore, it says the opposite of the truth. If the one that's on the bottom is covered, then fine. The one that is on the bottom is open. So I don't agree that the dripping is going to prevent the nachash from getting it. Therefore, he's arguing on two different elements. Learning on both elements is opposite. He holds that you don't rely on the dripping to prevent the drinking of a poisonous nachash. And he furthermore holds that if there would be any venom in the upper area, it would get into the lower area. It would not get into the lower area. And then the opposite of what Rabbi Yehuda held. Amar Rav Elazar, this is only b'shelo karat, if only if he didn't mix the wine that was in the mishameret. You know, sometimes when there's like leaves that are in the way, you take a spoon and you mix it up, and then something's going through a filter, and that way it goes through fast. Like when you're draining a sink, right? So when we say that he would hold that the eretz is going to get stuck up there, it's only if there was no additional additional pressure that you put on it. Now the tarap, if you went ahead and you pushed it, then it will force actually the eretz to go through as well. Lagin betiko mutar. If you have now a container of wine and it's inside of a tik, so then it's mutar, even though the container is open, because the tik covers it, and that's also enough. So not the container itself, it's not kosher, but there's something in the tik. If something is covered, but not really covered tightly, you put on something, you put a towel over it or something, then it's not considered to be covered, because the nachash can come and lift it up, come from underneath, and then get out. So that's not considered to be a proper cover. If you went ahead and you plugged it with something, but you didn't cover it with something all around it, extend down the edges. So there, the mayatika kohut mutar. If you have the pakak that is stuck in pipe, that there's no way for him to get between the pakak and the edges, it's mutar. What is that? What's the shear of that? So train amalayim, skadamarkadeshi natel basipiko. The shear is that the cork, let's say, is stuck in so hard that you can pick up the cork, and the bottle will be lifted up with the cork. That's considered to be tight. Bachranama, the other mandiyom, it says, you don't need it to be that tight. You only need that you should be able to stick in a knitting needle, the tip of a knitting needle, to go through between the cork and the bottle. Here, I'm just using that as a metaphor. It's really a large barrel with a earthenware piece that sticks in. But it's the same idea. So that the nofesh is not going to be able to get in more than a knitting needle. We don't need that. It should be that pakuk. Omar Rebbe Da, man li avut tavus. Somebody who's doing this right, pokikrei umechasala. He would actually be pokate and be makasit. That way he knows that it doesn't attract any attention and that there's no way for nofesh to get any of it. If he puts now various bottles inside of a large box, and this is a box that could have its own cover, and he leaves it in there, the chazal umatko asur. He now comes along and finds that the box, although the box has been covered, but he forgot that it was there, and so it means that he didn't go to look all the time to check and see whether something was in the box itself. He put it in there, closed the box, and forgot about it. Then he comes back 20 minutes later. And so at that point, he can't be sure that there was nothing in the box at the time that he had left it in the box. It has now gotten out, and so Mamela, even now that he finds it, where it's covered, maybe there was a nefesh inside. But if initially he had checked it out, but that, then it's mutter. From the cover of the box is equivalent to the cover of the wine. Chad uvda, osikame rebi. Now there was now this maisa here that had come in front of Rebbe, the paskin, whatever thing was. The chad, the chamte megale, umirse. A certain person saw an nokesh coming, uncovering the container, and then on his way out, letting the cover pop back in. Right? And he pops the cork back on. So he says, this means that all of these laws don't even apply, because there are nofesh in that, can get around the cover too. And this is obviously a very experienced nofesh, So he's learned it. So what, do we now have to cancel all of our laws? So Rabbi say, ha, it's made Rasha Zen Nikakela Telekisian. Right, just because this snake is a real monster. So we're gonna go now, we're gonna answer all of our covers. This happens to be one very very well trained snake. But,
really? I'm not sure.
Yeah, but we don't. There's some statistical components. We don't. Rabbi Mona, lo mistava the law. I don't understand, says Rabbi Mona. Isn't it reasonable to say that isn't it reasonable to say? Yeah, he left already. That we would have offered it. So he's claiming that there must have been some other element over here that we would have offered it for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But what he's saying is, in this case, we should certainly offer it, even though we did not see the nefesh drink. Yeah, because if we know that an office can open it, we're not going to say that we'll apply the normal statistics, is what he's saying. In this particular case, the general fact that Rebbe was saying was regarding the Kalal, but certainly if a Nachash opened it, even though it didn't drink from it, then we know that this thing has been exposed to a Nachash and knows how to open it. So we're certainly not going to apply the normal statistics to such a case. Omer of Yirmiya, Chalav shel goy, mipnei ma'aser, mipnei ta'arovet be'ema tzmeha. We're afraid that he milked some non-kosher animal, and that's why we insist on chalav of a Jew. But to mina, omeid hu goy, v'cholev be'edin, v'yisrael omeid agabab, v'eino koshesh. Now, he does say that if a goy is sitting there and milking, and there's a Yisrael that is there, then since he sees him, that he's not being ma'ayir of anything, he does not have to be choshesh, so his acting is a mashgiach sufficient. Rabbi b'shem Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Shimon, b'shem Yeshua ben Levi, says, no, cholav shel goy v'mol ha'tzom b'tnei ha'gilui. The problem over here, since the goyim are not choshesh for gilui, we're afraid that he milked and left it open. And leaving it open, for us, we view that as a sakana, even though it's very far-fetched, but we don't apply statistics to sakana, and therefore it's absent. So the Gemara, the Yamid, what's the problem? Why don't we simply make it, take a sample, make cheese, see what happens. Because as we know, we saw before, that the earth of the Nachash destroys microorganisms also. And therefore, it will not turn into cheese. Which we had before, destroy the chemos and so on. It will not turn into cheese. So you should be able to, huh? Nothing, it'll just sit there and spoil, but it won't harden. So you can check and see whether, in fact, it's got the, if there is got sakana in it. Omer Shulmar of Yitzchak, Mishmeya Eretz, homemade Bein HaNikavim. The truth is that maybe there is not enough to prevent any growth of microorganisms, right? So we'll have vina that's formed, but there'll be little pockets of milk that are kept liquid by the air. Those pockets will still be poisonous. You may not even notice them. They're inside of the vina. There's not sufficient concentration to prevent the vina. So because of those pockets, we don't allow you to drink it because it's dangerous. Shlosha eretzim, there's three different types of poison in terms of their physical behavior. There's an eretz that's shokea, because when it's heavier than water, it will go down to the bottom. There's an eretz that's top, it floats on the top. And there's an eretz that's omeid kizvacha. It sits in there like a sieve in the middle. In this case, it would float. So it's got the same density as the water. The Yomi the Rebbe Yirmiya is Galion Gigita Desiderata. The water in the Beis HaMedrash, which was this water that they had collected for months and months, this was a place where hundreds, if not thousands of people would come for Kala. And this was the drinking water for the whole Siddurah. So they had it was uncovered, and some people, not knowing, had drunk from it. And nothing had happened. Shopping Kadmaya Volomes, and the first people had drunk from nothing happened. And other people continued to drink from the same. Those people drank, and some of them died. And so in that case, on the owner, Eretz Shokeah, that was an example of Eretz that had been Shokeah. The original people take from the top of the cistern, other people take from lower end. So you see that you can't come to any conclusions about from the experience of other people.
Right.
Wasn't
that where you got the water?
I don't think so. Our systems are covered here. In the Rova.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's got like lines on top that any animal could get in.
Now they do, but they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, problem. Mm-hmm. Paulaya haven't the fact one. So I have it bechakma. I mean, I don't know from when, you know, I don't know if people are mafkin, and I don't know how long it's been that since that we're not mafkin, and you know, maybe it's from then, it's many centuries, it doesn't know that we don't have among us these kind of things that we have to worry about, and we're not active today. Pa'alaya havi b'chakva, there were pa'alim out in the field that were itgaling and kulat to the maya, that their container of water that they had out there for their drinking water had gotten uncovered. Ha'ishtan mina tadmin, so they drank from the top of the bottle below maitan, and others drank from the bottom of the bottle and did die. There too, ani omer eretz shokeahai. The sun came, the vision itself top, but in Abatiach, she needs care of our clue, the Shatur, Rishonim, Loyok, Lovish, to Akunim. The bride also says that very clearly. They had a bucket that had been cut, what's the word? Barrel, right? In barrel, they got uncovered. And the same thing would be true of a melon that had holes in it that indicated that there was a bite in it. And some people eat from the melon or drank from the barrel. That doesn't mean that others should, because I'm the owner, I'm a shokel. Yayin needs to come off. You have wine that was uncovered, but shokini menu asarab b'nei adam. 10 people go and drink from it without anything happening. Asarab b'nei shokafrayim. That doesn't mean anything. You shouldn't go and drink from it. I'm the owner, shokel. You can't, it doesn't necessarily mean it went into solution. It may be sitting there somewhere, and you're going to be the guy that's going to get it. There's 5 mashkin that are water but are mixed with other things that you don't have to worry about dealing, and they are Hatsir, Lamurias, Lachomet, Lashemen, Ladvash. So this is Tsir, Murias, the fish one is with salt, one is with fish parts in it, vinegar, oil, and honey. Whereas Rabbi Shimon, or Tervid Vash, he offers it with honey, and Modim Rachum and Rabbi Shimon, Kisharoah, so no care. If you see that the snake was no care in it, so then Enochinagi, they were afraid that he was actually drinking from it.
So what's the point of
doing it? It's not attracted to sweet, as we saw earlier. Rabbi Shimon of our Papa, obviously, yeah, it's Lucas Vash. You know, a prophet had a container of honey, Yigalia, and it had been left open. Well, he's speaking, Yishal, he didn't have a chance to go and ask him to make the measure. Well, his mother, Ad Mifafat Yadeh, until he actually saw the oily residue of the venom floating up to the top in his hand. Rach Shmuel Tavayan Amin, Mitzana Rishut Ha'aret Mibaka Mipanav, it may be that you go ahead and you check your house and it seems to be completely clear of any pests, but it doesn't mean that there's no pests in it, because the earth has been given permission to split, so to speak, in front of the snake, meaning you can always find a place to hide underground, but a closed clean of course is closed. The snake won't be able to get into. The Kriya Rab and the Shimon Bar Revi have been Yasin Bechad Besa. Kriya Rab and the Shimon Bar Revi were sitting in a particular house. Osman murmuring, and it was now not only just a house, but it had actually been built from murmuring, which is like we have, Shayish. And I'm in Epshir doing this. I'm in Hacha. Is it possible that we could find over here a nefesh? I mean, we would certainly, you know, we'd see it, wouldn't we? I mean, it's a completely closed house. It's all tiled. Why should we worry about my mabul into this house? And then it come, and then they saw that all of a sudden that there was a nefesh there, and obviously had been hiding. Amen. So they said, Baruch Hu Shebachar Bem Chachamim. Shamru, Nitna Rashut Lorat, Nibakami Fana, Valani Fana Rashut Tatuim, Nibakami Fana. Baruch Hashem, that we learned that this is the way it works. Rabbi Yannai was extremely mitzvah mitzvah, and he was extremely terrible. He had an obsession with snakes, right? He had a phobia of snakes. Rabbi Yahiv Arsei al Arba Murishin Demayim, he would put the legs of his bed into containers of water so that there would be no snakes that could climb up, because he wouldn't go into the water. So once, of course, Chazman, perfect end for someone who has a phobia of snake. Chazman, for one time, Prashat Yada, he stretches out his hand, and Askefe Gabe, and he finds that there is a snake right there, right? He's about to go to sleep, and he finds a snake in the bed. So he says, well, shamer play, Hashem. I thought I was so smart. Thank God the Lord takes care of the stupid. Which apparently wasn't very useful. Those little containers of water on around his bed. The Kamahu Shir Nekev, what would be the shear of a Nekev that we said that it should be considered to be Nigulin? So you have a closed container with a tiny hole in it. The Yaakov Arachov, the shamer of Hanina, Masriva, he would show Hawking with his finger that was the shear of the small finger. That size Malchus could still get it. Omar, Rosh Etzba'i Kitana, your small finger, your pinky. Rav Yaakov Baracha, Rav Shimon Bar Avo, B'Shem Rav Shimon Levi, says, Ad Teshalot Tikanet, Rosh Etzba'i Kitana, Tokasha Tinok Ben Yomo, so that a child who was just born, an infant pinky, wouldn't be able to get into it. That's the shear. Isn't it true that even less than that, we had this story before, where there was a nokesh that was as thin as a hair, and he had threaded his way between the fingers of the person who was keeping his hand over the plate without looking? Huh? Well, but he can get in, so Why wouldn't it be venomous? Venomous? Yeah. Isn't that venomous? Yeah. Mara doesn't know that. Even if it's normal size? No. But that doesn't mean that there aren't small poisonous things. So you think a child of a venomous snake, a baby venomous snake? Yeah. So why wouldn't they go in? Says the Gemara, because if he doesn't know that he can get out easily, he doesn't go in. In other words, you're right, he could thread his way in, but he'd be afraid he'd get trapped there. So because he's not sure that he can get out, he won't get in. Hadein salva afilu katan kama. So suppose you have a sal, which is, and a sal by definition is a basket, has a basket weave, it's got lots of holes in it. But so how about a basket weave? So if you look up in kama, even if the nekev is very small, or right there, it would be a sur. So although bahada menafke bahada, but over there, he sees that it's a basket. If he's not afraid that something's going to close up his escape route, because the thing, to his eyes, he sees holes all over the place. There's no reason why he wouldn't go into a basket. So even though there is smaller than a Tinok Ben Yomo, there's no problem. Because he's all over Bahama, nothing Bahama. He can go in this hole and go out the other one. How does Salikta feel he tluya, kama, shell? If you have the saw, which is even if it's hanging up on top, it's still awkward because a nefesh can climb up on the roof and drop in also. So you can't rely on that. And then we said the shear was to basically say harachash, the Mishnah said, nimakomakarol, so that something crawling could get from a close place and get in. What defines makomakarol? Is there a makomakarol? Like what type of area? On the shul, what do you mean? The ozana achavit mutina. From the handle of the barrel to the mouth of the barrel. Those are called of the local. I mean, what do you mean? How could that be a shear? Then I would see it now. Why wouldn't I see it if it's on the barrel? Amrev chanin min katani. Ushvipon shmo v'domel saro. There is one small, very species of snake, a small species of thing you wouldn't even see, which is called shvipon. And that, in fact, may be on the barrel. Why may we even notice it? Tell me. Hamayim b'tar ka'ot arbaim saw. If you have water that's in the ground, if it's 40 saw, it will become bottle in it. So you don't have to be choshesh. Then Yechem Yomer, today shetahet chavit shichim mitmalei b'em. You should have so much water that you'd be able to fill a barrel of shichim. These are boats, supplies for boats. But they should be able to be filled with water. That already would be bottle. And this doesn't matter whether it's in the karka or it's in the kale. So that there's a certain amount of water is certainly going to be mavata the earth, even though it may shrink or not be wine. Hayayin was manshu tosef, wine, as long as it's in the process of fermentation, so it's bubbling, ema mishum tosef, ema mishum yivun. Is not considered to be a problem again because the nafesh avoids that. Kama tosef, what is the shear of tisisa? Ad shelosha yamin, 3 days from the time it's begun fermentation, it was put into the gut, it's considered to be tisisa. They once found a nafesh next to a bor filled with vat that was filled with wine that was still fermenting, and they wanted to know whether it was okay since they actually saw the nachash there. So Bama said the same Rabbi Yehuda. They came to Rabbi Yehuda to ask him what the din is. The hitir, and he said it's mutter because the wine was bubbling. Ma'ayan, when it comes to a spring, called Manshu Moshe, as long as it's flowing, ein ba mishum gilui, again because the nachash avoids moving targets. Amr Yishmael ben Ashur Yochin and Broka. Maaseh Shiarad Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Eitzel Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Once it happened that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri came to visit Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri went to visit Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Aval of Beit Shayan, Ve'el Gigit, Shlohayu Bo'ala Shloshu Tvugimayin, Ve'el Gishonim Metat, Afin Yodin, Vizrachah Beshata, in Bishun, so he had come to visit him, and he sees that he goes outside to drink from this container or a place in the ground where water was dripping into it from a roof or something. And he said, as long as it's dripping, there's no problem because of Gilu. As we said before, this was on a course we have the Abadi. As long as it's dripping, nachash doesn't take from it. The ad hecham, what is considered to be mitaseis, which is the shear, it says Ramana batan ko b'shem rabbechanina, hot today it should say shetabia chakiratim. It should be enough water flowing that you would now put a vegetable, a leek, under this water in order to small vegetable, and you would see that it would be washed by it. But if it's not flowing long enough for you to sit there, you're not going to sit there for 20 minutes and let somebody drink on it, that's not the tzitzus that scares away a nachash. With the laws of Rabbi Yosef Yishem Rav, HaKidei Shigayaseh Kiraglei Avaz. When the water is dripping into the water, it makes like a splash that looks like the feet of a duck. It spreads the water out in all directions, so that if there's big enough splashes like that, then that's considered to scare the nachash. Otherwise, you're not going to be scared. Omer of Yaakov Baracha, Mikivan Shehutar Mashebatzadeh Hutar Mashebabayit. If you have now some, let's say you have water that's flowing in from the tzadeh, and you have a place where you take this flowing water into the house, and it drips now, So since whatever was outside was mutter, because things were dripping into the room, because it was free flowing, so what's inside is also mutter. Tani Rabosh Agiluin no Hagin Bain Baart, Bain Bhutvart, Bain Bimota Hama, Bain Bimota Gishami. The din of the fear that something got into your stuff is a din both in Eretz Yisrael and the Chutzlaretz, and it's even during the rainy season where there are far fewer snakes, but nonetheless we made one takon on all of this. Who is the man Yoma who is marked in our Mishnah who says that Nikur, which is when you see holes in something or a snake bit into, is ever te'ina, that has a hole in it, they have to be marked in on it. And of course the normal bin of Mayim Abun, that's Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel owner, Av HaNachash, it's Rabbi Gamliel who holds that a Nachash is Meiti, Shehu Meiti. The question over there, where that element was raised, is where you have water that was meant to be used to par Aduma, and it was uncovered. Right? So now the question is, if you see a Nachash drinking from it, so, if it's a type of thing, or a bird drinking, or it's a type of thing in which water will come back, let's say a bird will suck water, and some of the water will come back into the container, or if a nafesh will allow water out of his mouth to go back into the mixture, right? So then it's also to use it, not because of gilui, but because you can't have anything else that's mixed with the neipora, the nechaz, the torah. It's a machlokas over there, but it's Mitam, that it's as if the malacha was done with it. But certainly if anything is put into it, any other material is put into it, it becomes powerful. So it's Rabbi Gamliel who says a nachash drinking from the water is making into the water. But if you don't hold of that, why would a nachash drinking have anything to do with putting poison into something? A nachash drank, so what? It doesn't mean he's going to release venom into the water. But it's only according to Rabbi Gamliel that we should be cautious with it. Amr Yonah, Ma Achpelon, the mitzvot agabi nikurim. What are you talking about and comparing them? My book has to do with mitzvot. The question of whether something is going to be yotzei from the mechatas or not. What does that have to do with something that has to do with a sakana? We're much more machmir on sakana than we are on dinim. So the fact that everybody else argues and says, well, he drank from the maypar, what are the chances that he put anything into it? Of course, because dinim is all according to the rules. So it's only Rabbi Gamliel, all the statistics are so high that you have to ask for it. But here it's not statistics. Over here there's a chance, one chance in a million. We're still going to ask for it. When it comes to Easter, we'll go according to the rules. We're not going to say if you've got two things of non-poisonous water and one cup of poisonous water, go ahead and drink. Right? Because we're more marked, but don't Yisra. So you can't bring on a sakana. You can't bring a raya to sakana from Yisra. The law came to me. So did we not learn ra'at kipor no teret b'te'ina? Nachabar v'avatiya. Harei z'asur, and the omer, makom ha'neker aklo. That if you see, we said before, if you see a bird that's pecking at a fig, or you see a rat that's gouging out a watermelon, you still are not allowed to eat come, and you know perfectly well where this hole came from in the melon, and it wasn't from something poisonous, you're not allowed to eat it. Why? Because maybe there was a small snake hole where that thing had eaten. Right? Mm-hmm. Now, certainly, before. And now you can't find any signs of it, right? Now, so now, you're certainly not going to say this part should be cut out from the place of Amar Rebbe Ba. But this is really not their day over here. Skip to the Inu Trefa. Welcome. When it comes to Trefa, we have something similar, where Rabbi Abba said, B'shem Rabban and V'taman, he said in the name of V'tamin HaKachomim and Baba, Shachta, somebody who does a night of Shchita, V'chatku Ze'ezim B'nei Me'eha, before he has a chance to look at the intestines of this animal. A wolf comes, grabs the intestines to eat it. It's kshira. Right? You don't have to be choshish there was something there. Right? So it could be because chesed b'nei me'ayim. It's kosher. Why don't we say v'choshlo ma'ashem ha'nikvu? Why don't we say, well, how do you know? You saw the wolf making a hole. How do you know there wasn't another hole there? Well, it's got this three medallion, of course. I mean, why should I assume there was a hole in this? And here you say, well, you can never tell. There might have been a snake bite in a little hole in the watermelon. Now, come on. Clearly. You see clearly that when it comes to sakana, we don't apply our normal dinim of chazaka and so on. And therefore, you cannot tell me that this is dafka, a din, in according to Rabbi Gamliel. We are doing nikkurim to Rabbi Gamliel. So when it comes to nikkur, everybody is bother, like Rabbi Gamliel. Because since you're dealing with sakana over here, you have to be koshesh, just like Rabbi Gamliel is koshesh for pora, which was Esther, everybody is mother that we would be cautious for Sakona. Tani Rav Elazar Omer, Ochel Adam Te'inim Vanavim Balayla, Veno Choshesh. You can eat things at night, even though you can't see good enough to tell whether there's a little hole in it than a Nachash did. This is normal behavior. Shenemar Shomer Te'im Hashem. You want to be stupid? God takes care of the simple. Or you're going to sit there and say, I will not eat at night because I don't have bright enough light to check my food. People eat at night. So let's go from the same, Hashem. What is known in law is dosh be'eravim. Things that normally people do, you're allowed to do. Rabbi Yonah b'shem Rav says, bag nikur asur. If you have a little hole in a dog, then you have to be choshish that a nachash was matil its venom even into a dog. And it would be dangerous to eat it. Rabbi Kiske, Rabbi Tavi, B'shem Rav, say, Dag Nikur Chai Asur. It's only if when it was alive, you see that it was Makur, because there we're afraid that because it's alive, the venom gets through the system, because it follows through with its blood throughout its system. But if it was Maliach, now, the part that was that's in parentheses we read here. So Maliach Ayyadei Maliacham Michalchel. If it was Maliach, it also is Michalchel because the salt also allows the earth to be Michalchel Bekula to go through all of it. And therefore, if in such a case, even if you only see the Nikur in the dead fish, you still are not allowed to eat any of it. Mate, but if it's dead, no tell makom hanecher. Then, if it's neither salted nor alive, you simply cut out the area that it was bit, because there's no way that the eris would have gone through the entire fish. The Yaakov Baraka, the Shem Rebetiah Barba, says an avatiyah, shenikir, shenitmasisu b'nei meyaha, asur. If you see that the entire inside of the melon has gotten soft and ugly, then it has to be assumed that the eretz has impacted the whole thing. There's a certain guy who was carrying a cucumber that had a hole in it. We also mean it, and he was eating with it, and he fed it to 10 people. He fed it to 10 people who made the kulam. They all died, even though the malafafon had been cut into 10 pieces, and lots of it was very far away from the place where the neck was. You see that it can get to the whole thing. Avrat Nirin Ilui, some of the eretz has fallen on him. Cut out that area. It would destroy the area, it would fall on. Exactly, it would cut off its feet. Chag Barnash have a sonny kopad the email. There was a certain guy who used to hate lamb, meaning lamb meat. He hated to eat lamb. And the email, Chag Barnash have a sonny kopad, I was once eating lamb, and over Chag Yomale, the email who? The itkalat umit. I saw a guy came along and he said, oh, it's lamb, and he starts vomiting and he dies. Right, so again, the assumption of here is because we're all going on the mission that says that if a nochash had bit an animal, then the geshef, that animal, the whole thing is left to eat. He assumed, I mean, he just had this phobia because he had seen this happen. Well, obviously what had happened was is that this thing had been poisoned before. Shamraya Sharon Bipundiki, if you have these people that are cab drivers, in those days, Kamarim, they were driving the Kamors, they came into this hotel, and there, which was for short driving. Amrilon, they say, Havulon Taluchin, give us some lentils. The yellow one, Amrilon, Havulon T9, they gave it to him, they finished up this lentils, and they said, give us another serving. The Yavon, and they give them another serving. Amrilon, and they said, Kadmaya Haventov and Me'ayilon, how come the first one was better than the second bowl? That's not right. Amrilon, so they told him, Shazarte Dechli Ashkechana Bahon, because I found a Chivya's Shidra in it. I found a skeleton of a snake in the first one. And that's why it's so good. The Itchel Asun, and all of them started vomiting, umesim, and they died. Ksiv b'tzot Hashem darkei ish gam oivav yeshlimito. When God is satisfied with a man's past, his enemies also make peace with him. Revi omer zahakelas. This is referring to a dog, as we'll see. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says this is referring to a nachash. There was a maisa where some shepherds were milking milk. The also Chivyan, a snake, came along. The also mina, and he drinks from this milk. The havikalba mistakove, and this dog was sitting there staring at it. Kad asun Yaklun, when they guys came now to drink from the milk that they had no idea the nachash had been drinking from, he starts carrying on with a bark, Vishrei Nabarvon, he starts barking at them to prevent them from drinking the thing. Below, it's Bonanum. And they take no attention to him. What's he barking at? They're out of here. They tie him up and they take it away. And then they go ahead to Sofa, Ochavani. They go ahead. And he, in the end, this poor Kelev himself goes, jumps at the milk, and drinks it, and commits suicide to save the masters. This is the Gama Ovav Yashlimurito. Chad Barnash, who's a certain guy, Ovitum Shochiko Beta. The guy is grinding some garlic in his own house. Va'ata a chivya dat ravelchomine. It comes along a chivya from a mountain snake, which normally is not found there, and he eats from this guy's garlic. Va'avi chivya the bayit mistakobe. Now this guy had his own snake that lived in the house, right? And he's looking at this invader over here. What you doing down here, buddy? Drinking from our garlic. So Mishrei Mitati Alayrafai, he starts using his tail to put dirt all over this crushed garlic, because he didn't want the guy who lived in the house to eat from it. And then he throws himself into the garlic, because they didn't pay any attention. He throws himself into the garlic so that they should see that a snake was in it. He too committed suicide for them. That Gam Oivav Yashlimurei will give themselves over for him. Chad Anash Zomin Chad Rabban. There was a certain God who had invited a certain teacher to a meal, and he sets him down, his dog sits down next to him, like he's Kalbe Gabe. He puts his dog next to him. Omare. What is this? Yeah, you owe me some degenerate that you put your dog on. Well, that's what I am. I'm very great to sit next to your dog. He says, on the contrary, I'm like, Rebbe, keep on in the shalom. I'm paying you back the good that you do for me. And this is a tova. Why? Because Shavayan alon lakarta, because when the Shavyan or the Goyim that were coming to kidnap people, when they come in to town, Oh, Chad Min Hon, Bo Min Tzavitzi. One of them came and wanted to rape a woman in this house, came along this dog and ate up his balls. Boy, Min Tzavitzi, the Alpha Beitzav, this guy got, this dog, this is a stand by me, mucker over here, right? And this dog came along and got him good. That guy never raped a woman again. So I'm giving you the best dog you could possibly have as a friend. Only you saw me first.